It's the Mad Men DVD review.
I am speaking with Amanda, aka Mando, our DVD reviewer. How are you going this morning?
Great. I need to get used to Mando, but great.
We're really kind of trying to make it happen because we've got Zambo on the other week, so it's Mando Zambo.
Love it. Love it.
It's okay if you don't love it. You can tell me.
I don't love it, but it's okay.
Oh, no.
It's fine. It's a good pair. It's a good duo.
Mando and Zambo.
Sound like we're fighting crime.
You're fighting crime one DVD review at a time.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
What film are we looking at today?
Today we're talking about Finding Fela. So that's a documentary kind of about the life of pioneering Nigerian musician Fela Kuti. So it premiered at Sundance in 2014. It's by Oscar-winning director Alex Gibney, who's kind of a bit more famous more recently for making that Scientology documentary Going Clear, as well as that Steve Jobs, the documentary one that came out in 2015. But this one, Finding Fela, it kind of tells the story of Fela Kuti's life, talking about his music, but also his social and political importance, both kind of to Nigeria and around the world. So when it talks about his music, he's largely cited as the creator of the musical movement Afrobeat, which is kind of a mix of jazz, traditional West African rhythms, funk, highlife, and psychedelic rock. And he used that music to express his political opinions against the dictatorship in Nigeria from the kind of 70s and 80s. So in his music, he spoke out against the military and was put in prison. And then in the film, he was likened a lot to Nelson Mandela. I think he got out of prison in 1986, I believe. So it goes depth into that, and as well as his music, and talking about how he influenced political change both within Nigeria and by promoting Nigerian politics to the rest of the world. As far as like the actual creation of the documentary, it was really good. I like when a lot of found footage and just like interviews, but not very professional ones, like they didn't at the time when they were filming him just talking, I don't think, imagine it to be a documentary. So it does feel very like behind the scenes. You're getting to see his life a lot. Like a lot of the footage comes from backstage of his shows, and it's really well edited, well researched and put together to kind of form this really good narrative of his life. I think if you already know a lot about him, then maybe you'd find that it doesn't talk about a lot of new material, but it's a really good introduction to the man. I didn't know who he was before watching it. I'd never heard of him before, which might just be me, but I think a lot of people probably have. So he's enough of a character. He's a very interesting man, so he's a lot enough of a character to kind of sustain it, even if you're not maybe in some music documentaries. He's very interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like an incredibly interesting documentary. Is there quite a lot of his music played throughout it?
Yeah.
Sorry, we're losing you a little bit on the line, Amanda.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's cleared up a bit.
Alrighty, there might be a dead spot on my side, I think. I guess it's got about a 2-hour running time, so it is quite long, but it doesn't necessarily feel that long because a lot of that is his music as well. I think there's some criticism that it could have gone kind of deeper into himself, and it does tend to focus more on his influence kind of musically and politically than his own kind of his personality is definitely shown, but his inner life, his thoughts and his motivations. But I think it was still a great film nonetheless.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So that was Finding Fela. Am I saying that right? Fela?
Yeah, Fela, I think, yeah.
Finding Fela. We do have a copy to give away. If you'd like to win that, you can call in on 309-3879. It sounds really fascinating. I'll have to give that one a watch.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks, Amanda.
No worries.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.